It's 37 or 38 minutes after 6, and you're still tuned in to KC Talk with Mira Saad Adams. Welcome back to the second half hour of the show, where we cut through the noise, unpack the facts, and obviously speak to the people at the heart of the stories that shape Drakenstein. In tonight's second half of the show, we shine light on a controversy that's been stirring up emotions and raising eyebrows across Wellington. The battle over the SAF Marine Hall and obviously the future of the Community Youth and Family Services Organization, better known as CIFS. Now, here's what we know. After a public participation process with zero objections and initial approval to lease the hall to CIFS, everything seemed on track. Founder Henry Jacobs, a former police officer and well-known community figure, stepped back into the community in 2024 using his own money to restore the building that has been severely vandalized, and the municipality obviously at one stage also considered for demolition. Today, that very same building is home to 46 programs, from anti-drug and anti-gang initiatives to early childhood development, youth work and support groups, all self-funded and all run by the Wellington community. And all of a sudden, politics entered the room. We're joined by Mr. Henry Jacobs this evening to just guide us and give some direction as to where and why the sudden announcement by Drakenstein Municipality to have you guys evicted. Good evening, Mr. Jacobs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Mr. Rashad. It's good to be back. Good evening, listeners. It's good to be back and just speaking to you tonight.
Fantastic. So, just ons wil sommer die perd aan die horings gryp van die begin af. Wanneer het hierdie aankondiging gekom dat dan ook kennis gegee was aan CIFS dat hulle die gebouw moet ontruim, SAF Marine Saal, wat een historische gebouw in Van Wyk's Vlei is, een waarby u met die totstandkoming destijds betrokken was. As ek het reg het, het die Parelpost destijds geskryf dat u deel was van die groep mense wat die gebouw iewers daar die strand Somerset omgewing of van die materiaal is van daaraf vervoer al die pad Wellington toe. So you've been key in die totstandkoming van die SAF Marine Saal en nou het u eie geld gebruik om dit te herstel nadat die munisipaliteit dit wou gesloop het. So ek sukkel om te verstaan hoekom die besluit om nou die maatskappy, die organisasie wat die gebou so mooi herstel het, skielik uit te skop.
Ek wens ek het 'n antwoord op dit, Rashad. So allow me to, you know, to convey this in English. I think what's important to understand here is that services are being rendered. And when we go back, SAF Marine Hall was established with the main objective to serve the community of Van Wyk's Vlei. And as a community policing officer back then, over 25 years ago, my objective was to use it for our crime prevention programs, but also to get all our gang leaders together so that we can stop fighting. That was the objective back then. And ever since the inception of the center, 1998-1999 onwards, the center has been home to so many programs, so many initiatives. I myself appeared on Parcella and on Carte Blanche a few times with the hospitality program because I'm also a chef by profession. So all that initiatives was benefiting our community over the years. And to come back last year, 2024, from Australia, being a corrections officer in New Zealand for many years as well, to come back and then found out that the very center that I left behind before immigrating overseas is now being considered for demolition. It was painful to hear that.
I can imagine.
And when I looked at the wall that day, I mean, it broke my heart to try to understand how did it get to this point where there's a security guard, taxpayer money is being spent on paying a security company to look after a building that is vandalized. no one utilizing the facility. Mm. Yet taxpayer money is paying for something happening, looking after an empty shell.
Mm.
I then approached the council and went through the tender process. I submitted my application, and as been said, we won the tender, and SIFS was granted, you know, to facilitate and manage the facility.
And the condition was that you use your own funds.
Yes.
Ons gaan nie vir julle geld gee nie, daar's die gebou. Maak daarmee wat julle wil.
Dis in 'n raadsbesluit, in 'n raadsvergadering was dit gesê, hulle gaan nie 'n sent bydra vir niks nie. Hulle gaan nie die elektrisiteit, daar's geen elektrisiteit in
tot
die gebou nie.
Tot wat ons nou praat, as we talking now, there's
no electricity. But yet the box is intact from the street till into the building. And electricity cannot be switched on. Every time when there's an event, I have to buy electricity from the neighbors.
Mm.
I have to run an extension cable across the street in order to facilitate electricity into the building for members of the community.
Mm.
Funerals has been held. And as you've mentioned, over 46 programs. Every time Home Affairs has been setting up shop there regularly, and I pay money out of my pocket to buy electricity for Home Affairs to switch on their computers.
A government organization.
And, you know, so that's the sad part.
Yeah.
You know, but service for me is at my heart, at the core. That I don't care if I have to spend money, but this is how people are getting benefited from this.
Mm.
And, I mean, the elderly now don't have to stand in queues in Paul. They're getting the service there. And to suddenly tell me on the 29th that the council decided that we need to vacate. I approached the city manager via email to ask what's the reasons. No reasons was given.
Was there a response or no response from the city manager at all?
There was a response via email to say, and I quote, email said, this was a political decision and I cannot give you any reasons.
From the administration side.
From the city manager on his email to my email. And I've got that email.
Okay, I think let's be blunt. Let's be honest and let's get to the point. So the city manager admitting that it was a political decision. So let's talk politics. Obviously this is a motion that then served in council.
Yes, sir.
With the last council meeting, if
yes,
I'm not
sir.
Mistaken. Do we know who brought this motion? Do we know the reasons that was given by either the individual or the party that motioned for having you removed from the SAF Marine Hall? Have you heard anything related to how the motion ended up in council?
Yes, it was several political parties that raised the concern many months ago, because I reached out since February. Now we need to understand, I was granted a temporary 3 months, I almost said visa, 3 months temporary lease until the end of February. On the 19th of January, I get served with a telephone call from the city to ask me to a meeting. When I got to the meeting at the city council office, I was told that I'm running politics from the center. No evidence could be provided to me, no photograph, no... I wasn't even given the name of the person who laid the complaint.
Hmm.
And confidentially, I found out that it was, and I'm going to be blunt here, Meneer Freek Jacobs laid a complaint that I'm running politics from the center on the 19th of January.
For the listener who doesn't perhaps maybe know who Mr. Freek Jacobs is, who is Mr. Freek Jacobs?
He is the spouse of Ruth Arnold, who's
okay,
a councillor.
So ward councillor, okay.
Oh, yeah, so he's a ward councillor's spouse. And so when I found that out, I immediately started to get this uneasy feeling that there was more at play here than just whatever they accusing me of. They couldn't provide any evidence, and I had a meeting with Mrs. October, Nicola October from the council, and that conversation ended with no outcome. Then a month later, I received a letter to vacate the center because a second complaint was lodged. They couldn't give me the name of that complainant. And being an ex-police officer, I wanted to know. I have the right to know who's my accuser. That wasn't given to me. And the letter was signed by Mr. Jouhar. Siraj Jouhar.
Executive Director for Corporate and corporate Services and Planning.
Yes, yeah. Sir. I then contacted the city manager to ask the same question. How is it that a letter was given to us to vacate? And the accusation again was politics. Accusing that I'm running politics. Yet, no evidence could be placed on the table. I then got feedback from the city manager that acknowledgement of the email, but nothing further. I then left it there. Then I knew on the 1st of March I'm supposed to renew my contract, because the discussions was that we would get a medium term of 5 years. I waited month after month after month. In my waiting, I kept communicating via email. I've got all the evidence here. Every single email I've sent via the city manager. Because my belief is, when I want to communicate with the city, I speak through the city manager, who's supposed to be my go-to person. I believe that. Up till for months, never heard anything. So I was without a contract up till as we are sitting here today. For months.
Which I believe is obviously a great defense from the municipality side to obviously terminate any agreement if there's no physical contract in place, which makes your situation quite tricky. We're running out of time, but I quickly want to get to the recent demonstrations that was held. We saw some videos on Facebook, yes, of some demonstrations that took place in Jan van Riebeeck Drive, where you essentially saying hands off Safmarine. And I think I read a statement by a political party earlier today, in which it said that there's now renewed calls or attempts by Drakenstein municipality to demolish the building. What do we know about the municipality's plans with the Safmarine Hall going forward? And what will you do from your side to ensure that it doesn't prevail and you keep what's rightfully yours as a community of Wellington and Van Wyk's Vlei?
Right. I read a statement that was issued by the municipality on Tuesday, the very morning, that a protest sitting was done in front of the center by outside organizations in the community. And during that sitting, a statement came through from the city of the council, whereby they now say in the statement that they plan to convert it into a multi-purpose center. Now, my question, and they want to render home affairs service.
But isn't that what you're doing?
Since January, sir. That's my point. I'm already doing what they now pretend to want to say they're going to do. Right. Now, first it was demolition. All of a sudden, now we want to turn it into a multi-purpose center. So it seems as if they are split personality characteristics coming forward. They don't know what they really want to do. Let's put it bluntly, right? So that is why for now, we are saying we will continue to fight for the people of Wellington, for Van Wyk's Vlei, to get the services that they've been enjoying. There is, for example, in December, 3 early childhood centers that are having their graduations. There is 2 weddings coming up in December. People cannot afford to pay 2,000 rand to the city hall for a wedding. So they come to Safmarine, where they just pay for the electricity and for our cleaning detergents and to keep the hall, you know, maintained. So they can afford that. Now we want to pull that rack, that carpet under them, from under them, which is not fair. That is why we'll keep fighting for those people as well for December. I have asked the city manager in my email last week, can he consider giving us until the end of December so that those people can still enjoy their functions in December, to give me an answer to say this was a political decision and that, you know, it's not what we ask for. We ask, can those people have the insurance they can enjoy the hall in December? So Tuesday we're having a protest march whereby SIFS is saying, in conjunction with all the community leaders in Wellington, are saying that hands off Safmarine. Allow us to do what we are doing now, and we are not going to vacate, because it's not fair on the people of Wellington that's been enjoying the 46 plus services that we are rendering.
And so we are going to move forward, and we're going to, I'm personally going to fight this thing tooth and nail, because this is an unfair decision to just want to say, we don't listen to you as a community, yet the center was donated by Saf Marine to the people of Wellington off on Bates Lane. That's what we are saying.
Just lastly, very, very briefly, I'm going to give you 1 minute to just elaborate and perhaps explain to the listeners, what is the type of work, and even if you have to give us a figure of how much you've put into restoring Saf Marine to what we see it today. Just take us through that very briefly.
All right. Since January, since we took over last year, we've spent 98,000 rand out of my pocket. I've got every invoice, every receipt. Secondly, we've also had kind donations. So without those kind donations and discounts from Build It, for example, it would have been much more than 100,000 rand. Then, because of the delay of the council to reissue or to negotiate the new lease in March, I've lost 2 overseas sponsors to the value of 800,000 rand. That would have been benefited the community even bigger, whereby those monies would have plowed in back into our youth. We are running various programs for the youth. We even started a volleyball, community volleyball program, where our kids are learning an Olympic sport. We launched the first Olympic Games in Wellington, the first of its kind in South Africa. So we are history makers, and we are going to keep doing what we are doing. So all the programs, when we look at how it's benefiting, for me it's about the value we're adding to the people's lives. Crime has been reduced by 67%. And I'm also the secretary of the police forum in Wellington. So there I'm also serving our people in that capacity. So community safety has enhanced so much in Sector 2 of Van Bates Lane. Ons het lanklaas gehoor van die klipgooiere en van Bates Lane. Lanklaas gehoor van die gangs wat mekaar jaag. En sien die munisipaliteit hierdie voordele wat ons mense geniet nie.
Mr. Henry, unfortunately we'll have to leave it at that. Of course, a very important conversation, the future of the Saf Marine Hall in Wellington, that we are now hearing that there's renewed attempts. Of course, we can't confirm at this point whether the municipality, it would have been great to have them here, is planning on, as Mr. Jacobs is saying, turning it into a multi-purpose center, or going back to their original plans to demolish the Saf Marine Hall. Of course, that is obviously a decision that the community of Wellington either way would not be happy with, and I think would be accepting. We're hearing of that protest that is of course taking place on Tuesday, and I believe that they will be marching to the municipal offices. So of course a big story that we'll be keeping an eye on. Thank you so much for your time. That's all we have time for this week on KC Talk with me, Rasaad Adams. Ons is volgende week weer terug. Selle tyd, selle plek.